Now, the two Egyptian presidential candidates made this past weekend's runoff by surviving a first round of voting. And when the first round results were known, an online news site featured the following headline: "Election results disrupt bodily functions among millions of Egyptians." That news site is El Koshery Today. It may be Egypt's closest counterpart to The Onion, the satirical American news source. During our revolutionary road trip through North Africa, we asked to meet the founders of El Koshery Today, and two of them invited us to their table at a central Cairo bar. The bar is called Hurriya, which means freedom. It is the plainest of places, concrete floor, wooden chairs. The bartender doesn't ask if you want a beer. He just delivers green bottles of an Egyptian brand, Stella. One of the El Koshery founders is Hazem Zahni, who's 27 years old and writes the satirical paper part-time.
I'm sort of a full-time bad back sufferer, part-time science journalist, and also finishing off my master's.
What happened to your back?
The good old disc problem.
Is this Stella beer kind of an anesthetic for that? Does that help?
Stella beer is more of an aesthetic for life, more generally, I think.
He says he mocks the news because he finds it depressing. A recent El Koshery headline quoted the government saying, "Complaining to strangers may lead to annihilation." Sounds absurd, but the government actually said almost that, running ads warning Egyptians not to talk with foreigners. Hazem's co-writer and childhood friend, Taha Bilal, who's an artist, has been thinking of ads of his own as religious conservatives press for more power in Egyptian society.
I wanted to make an ad. We have this little section for ads. And so I wanted to make a Head and Shoulders ad for beards, for example. You know,
maybe the dandruff shampoo can help people who show their faith by growing long beards.
It's going to be, you know, more marketable these days.
Religious conservatives have recently affected this bar, prompting the owners to nail boards over the windows so that devout passersby won't have to see the beer. It's a good thing because 8 empty bottles somehow accumulated on our table.
Have some chips if you guys want. These are lemon chili.
Lemon chili chips.
Yeah, pretty,
I better try one.
Pretty.
It's fitting that we talked over some food since El Koshery Today is named after a common Egyptian dish, basically a bowl of spaghetti with a lot of things added.
Koshery is sort of a very reflective meal of the country in the sense that it's a very quite a chaotic kind of meal. It's
a mix of lentils, pasta, rice, chickpeas, and more. El Koshery Today does not publish daily, only when inspiration strikes. The 2011 revolution gave plenty of inspiration, as did this year's elections, which led to that headline about disrupting Egyptian bodily functions. Okay, whose headline was that? Hazem raises his hand.
Yeah. I mean, I think this, to a large extent, was not so much satirical as a real kind of news report to an extent. I mean, the level of shock was really quite overwhelming.
Centrist candidates were eliminated in favor of the two polarizing choices that Egyptians faced this past weekend. Hazem recalls a journalist who recently wrote, "The political situation in Egypt has rendered parody news obsolete."
And this is so true. To an extent, I mean, it is getting really hard to come up with parody news because the news has become a parody.
The Associated Press correspondent doing the straightforward story has the parody far quicker.
Absolutely.
Than you can.
I'll give you an example. Yesterday, this big news item said this new party called Democratic Jihad supports Shafi'i, right? Shafi'i, who wants to destroy
supports the military guy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And like you read that and you think, on the one level, it's just hilarious, the term Democratic Jihad and all the connotations associated with that. And then you add another level that they support the anti-Islamist candidate, and you think, what the hell is going on here? It's brilliant.
Though they find such news items dismaying, Hazem and Taha say there's an upside. The amount of Egyptian parody has exploded, appearing so swiftly on the internet after every news event that El Koshery Today now struggles to write something good enough to compete. Find all of our reporting from the road through Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt at npr.org. It's NPR News.